Yeah.
You find it daily, the Minnesota Monthly.
Yeah, but you can only read it once a month.
It's been a long several days. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we'll pop this cool song on that Sarah picked, and then we're going to call...
So it'll be something contemporary.
Yeah, it'll be something that's not from the 80s.
All right.
844 now. This is Ballot Box Radio, 95.7 FM. That's Autumn Sweater.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. She can be our program manager.
Little Yola Tango.
Ballot Box Radio 95.7 FM, and Sarah's picking the music this morning. Thank God
we're all grateful,
listeners,
yes.
Because then it's something other than the 80s. You know?
No limelighters.
Yeah. Well, if Tom was picking it, yeah. Tom keeps going over and over and again. I really liked that show you had yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Kingston Trio, music. Yeah.
Big band music from the, you know, like the... So that was another century, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, if you hadn't super glued my radio tuner to all to the same station, you know.
You would have just listened to something else? Well, that's really promising.
That can't be done.
We got Random Radio on the telephone with us now. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Good. And Random Radio's in Duluth Superior, broadcasting low power. And tell us some things about that.
Low power, high tech difficulties here.
are you working that new phone interface up there?
Yeah,
it doesn't sound too bad. It sounds all right. Can you hear us all right?
Yeah. If you turn it up a little bit, like the other day,
tweak it up just a little bit, Chuck. Tweak that up, Chuck.
How's it sound, Lumpy?
You guys hear us?
Oh, God, I love it when they talk technical, don't you, sir?
Well, that's the neat thing about, that ugly signal and tweak it up.
Tweak this, bucko.
Yeah, bucko. So they're all talking amongst themselves as we talk amongst ourselves.
They do, and you folks out there can talk amongst yourselves, too.
Ballot Box Radio, 95.7 FM, on the air just specifically to talk about micropower broadcasting and campaign issues.
Yes, not to be confused with microbreweries, which is a whole other issue.
But it is similar in a sense.
Yes, it is.
Because, like Bob McChesney was saying, there's only like 2-3 beer companies. You know, he was exaggerating, but...
Well.
And microbrewing is possibly an alternative to those big-wig companies. How you guys doing up there in Random?
We're doing fine.
Well, that's good.
We're doing I'm just discovering the parameters of our broadcast capabilities
talk.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Pushing the envelope, as it were.
I see. But you can hear us.
You can hear us.
Because we're low power, we're speaking louder today, so we can get out further.
Well, you see, it's
Now, are we on the air with you up there or not?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm missing one of the mics there. That's one of the things.
How about here?
Pretty much doubled our audience, haven't we?
Whoever is the original guy is talking to me. I think you ought to try to jump on the same mic, and then we'd be able to hear you.
Okay.
If that's at all possible.
Well, we're just figuring out the parameters, and I think we've got it worked out right now.
Okay.
So this is Lumpy G. We're up here in snowy Duluth here.
Did you get a lot of snow?
Oh, a little bit, you know.
Yeah. A little bit to them is, you know.
A mere dusting. So I was just reading an article about you. Unfortunately, we don't get much news up here. So,
it's those hills.
I think we need the theme to Northern Exposure again. What do you think, guys?
Yeah.
The Northern Exposure. We expose ourselves every year to the North. The whole concept of just starting up for 10 days, you guys developed that out of the blue?
Like 1 week, not 10 days, but that's all right. To talk about campaign issues, to show people what micro-broadcasting can do for a community with talking about issues that maybe wouldn't otherwise normally be spoken about?
Yeah, we're having kind of a tame little... campaign here. The Green Parties are the people who put out our basic voter questionnaire. No other parties did. None of the parties even care. So unfortunately, we have no independent candidates. We only have the chocolate and vanilla.
Okay.
The whole concept of making it into the onto the air with what we're concerned about is rather new, and we're enjoying it here. Mostly musical broadcasts, but we've got interviews going on and stuff like that. It's just
what kind of response do you get from the folks who are listening?
Oh, you know, we're in Duluth, so the response is
is hey there.
No, hey now, none of that.
Hey, we're out in Duluth, and we're snowmobiling, and we're listening to your signal now. Hey,
we don't get those people here.
Okay,
we get the disaffected metro people.
Yeah, people and worse yet, they're just visiting.
Can't really stand the cities, but
I want to go see the colors.
We're going to move back to the cities right away as soon as we're done with doing what we do in Duluth.
Well, you haven't had much fun in Duluth since that last toxic cloud passed over, as I recall.
Well, that was fun, but yeah. We managed to eke out entertainment here and there.
But Duluth, well, you know, my favorite entertainment in Duluth is to check in at the Radisson during a snowstorm and watch the little cars try to climb the hill.
Oh, see, that's entertainment we can get along right with. Yeah. Live at the top of a hill and just watch them slide off.
Isn't that fun?
The least competitive business in Duluth is the transmission people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of room for that up there.
Yes, because it gets pretty much jinked every winter.
Yeah.
So more on broadcasting on the small areas. How big's your listening area? Do you have any square mileage or block?
Oh, Tom,
block?
Dave said he was listening, didn't he?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's about a block.
Dave will listen to anything.
We are specifically pigeonholing uptown, downtown, and campus area for this broadcast.
Oh, okay, great.
Whoa!
Hey, who is that?
Okay, can we hum along to that?
I'm the best DJ interpreter to make you guys sound louder than us.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll try to turn us up as much as humanly possible. Does that help at all?
Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
Doing wonderfully.
Okay. That gives us a little feedback here on our end, but Tom can't hear anyway.
It doesn't really make any difference because it's
lost
sort of
his hearing years ago.
Canceled out by the static.
Well, what are you making any kind of a statement by being on the air in Duluth?
In Duluth, the statement I'm making, I'm an anarcho-syndicalist weirdo on the right-left wing. No, it's the statements we're making are small and inconsequential, mostly because the campaigns this season are small and inconsequential. I speak the truth.
Well, that's fine.
No one's going to contradict you.
We like that around here.
But for the most part, there's we've got a fun little. I won't name any names, but we got a right wing UMD studio student who's only thing is he knows what's right wing via Rush Limbaugh, whoever, and so all his answers go through the filter of his right wing. It's really quite interesting to see it at work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, I was talking to somebody about Rush Limbaugh just a couple days ago, and I actually listened to Rush's show. Actually, I was visiting my mother, and she made me listen.
Why am I doing all the talking?
This guy has turned. This guy has really turned himself down quite a bit. You listen, Charlie?
Oh, you know what? I don't think he could hear you. You know what? We had a little interface problem here. It's nothing like putting two cheap phone interfaces together.
Hey, we bought a $20 phone interface.
Well, that's twice as much as we paid.
Yeah, really.
It's a 98-cent one. That works better.
Well, that's 100% more than we paid, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Can we rip off a payphone someplace?
Lender equipment. Well, I think you brought that 1948 tele thing.
That telephone test set?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so old, the dial only has 7 numbers.
Okay, Tom, Tom was asking you a question.
Well, you mentioned Rush Limbaugh, and I don't know if you've listened to him lately, and I've made it a point not to. This guy has really lowered his intensity level to the point where his regular listeners don't seem to have anybody to follow anymore, and they're pissed at him. Tell us what to do.
quite a quandary. The whole thing of Rush Limbaugh could only last a little bit longer, and then it'll die. You know, just like every other little radio broadcast.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to hand it to Limbaugh on what
do
he
I
did.
Have to?
Well, you don't have to hand it to him, but, you know, credit where credit is due.
You have to whack him up against the head.
This is a guy who had a concept, much like you guys have with alternative radio, bought some satellite time, put the show up, and said, if you want to pay for it, here it is. I mean, let's give credit to the man.
Where credit's due.
Yeah.
He's not the first person to do that, but he's certainly been the most
successful
media savvy about it. Who knows how he got reined in? I'd like to kind of imagine the meetings that went into him lowering his intensity.
Yeah.
You know, who put force on Rush?
Well, I think he stopped drinking Snapple.
That'll do it to anyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
where is Wendy from Snapple, anyway?
I heard she's coming back.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I'm thrilled about that.
Yeah, and the gal from Florida Orange Juice will be back, too.
Who is that? This is the one that sang Paper Roses?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 8:59 now, Ballot Box Radio. Who's that, Marie Osmond?
No.
I'm kidding. 59.
I think it was Madonna.
Our temperature is 34 degrees. What do you got in Duluth there?
28 degrees.
28.
And snow.
And snow.
I had to scrape my windshield for the first time this morning.
But disgusting, yeah. And it's going to be the, you know, 900 more times by the end of the month, so.
Yeah, and finding the scraper was
the yeah. Well, we're talking with Random Radio, and they are a micropower broadcaster in Duluth, Minnesota, doing much the same kind of thing and offering alternative music up there.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay, speak into the mic, please.
Okay, we're passing the phone back and forth.
Oh, is that how that works? Go ahead.
What's next? Any plans? Any? Is this going to be a yearly election thing? Will it be on longer during the presidential years?
Very good question.
We'll be broadcasting from a Buddhist temple.
We better put some serious thought to that, I think.
Well, yeah.
And we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Our people will be in touch with your people on that.
I'll have my answering machine call yours. No, so those are good questions, but we don't know. I have a feeling that that whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, because first of all, it's not about me. We have a group of like 30 people that are working with this operation right now to make it work. And then there's Tom.
Yeah. Hey, are we doing election night tomorrow night?
You have 30 people. That's pretty amazing. We've got 5. 10, sorry.
Well, it's easy to get people when you're only on the air for 7 days.
That's true.
You know, when you start telling people, I want you to do this indefinitely, it would be a different story.
Scare.
Yeah, Sarah, I have a question for you guys, too. How long have you been on the air, and how long are you planning on doing this? Is this a permanent thing? Or?
Back at you.
We had our big debut on June 18th of this year.
Okay.
And and we plan on being here as long as they'll let us. We're getting a lot of exposure recently, including this, and we're going to be in a couple of newspaper articles forthcoming here in Duluth. So.
And I assume other than that, you're getting no commercial support, really? And I was just wondering how you're doing this financially, out of your pockets? Or?
Yeah. We get a lot of free beer at the local bars. No,
all right. Also, we encourage you to, if you haven't already, pick up the book, Corporate Media and the Threat to Democracy.